good. Now I want you to compare the two pictures, the one of what it means to you to be an optimist, and the same picture with negative connotations. One person in a study group on positive thinking drew a picture of a large house on a fine day. It represented a particular aspiration they had. They felt it would be an achievement to be able to live in such a house. The negative picture they drew was actually of the place where they currently lived. Curiously enough, they also, quite unconsciously, depicted the weather as being overcast and gloomy. Although their standard of drawing wasn't going to win a Nobel Prize for art, that didn't matter. The picture had highlighted how that person was thinking. They lived somewhere that they were not happy and had aspirations of a better and more spacious home. The lady in question was quite surprised when she realized what she had done, and further realized that the only reason that she did not have the beautiful large house was that she had been thinking negatively about her current situation. If she had a more positive outlook on life, she would be able to achieve bigger and better things. Just to recap from earlier, the optimist is someone who takes credit for good things that happen in his or her life and believes that the effects of those good things will last for a long time. They also disassociate themselves from the less rewarding or bad events and believe that the effects of these events will be minimal. Therefore, the self-esteem of an optimist is always kept at a pretty healthy level. They give themselves credit for the things that they achieve, and they don't beat themselves up too much when they don't achieve something. If you lean more to the negative side, then you have more of a tendency to dwell on those bad things, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You think bad things will happen, so they usually do. Whereas the opposite is true as well. If you think good things are going to happen, they inevitably are going to happen. So if something goes wrong and a bad or unwelcome event occurs, you're able to tell yourself that it won't last forever. If you want more information about this, or you want to develop this skill to a higher level, I invite you to check out the website youcanattractit.com. Because you can attract it. You can attract anything you want in your life. That's a website that I've designed about using the law of attraction to get what you want. And it makes very clear that if you focus on positive things, you'll get positive things. If you focus on negative things, you'll get negative things. So check out youcanattractit.com if you want more information about using the law of attraction and keeping your thoughts and the things you attract into your life positive. Now, there's certainly something you've learned from this module, isn't there? I want to make sure you're with me. I want to make sure you're paying attention and learning things. So what I want you to do, you know the drill. I want you to take out a pen and paper, as long as you're not driving, take out a pen and paper, or you can do this on your computer if you want to. Doesn't matter. Write it on the wall if you want to. I want you to write 5 things that either I said to you that resonated with you, or 5 things that just came to you, or a combination of both. As I'm silent, write down 5 things that you thought of, whether I said them or you thought them, write down 5 things that you thought of so far in this module. Do this now as I'm silent. Good. Now, I want you to elaborate on those. I want you to elaborate on point number one. Do that now as I'm silent. Good. Now, point number two. What was point number two? Something that either I said or that came to you while you're listening to this module, something that came to you that really resonated with you. I want you to elaborate on that now. Give it a plan. Give it some feeling. If it's something like, I think I should change my life in this way, well, how are you going to change your life in that way? Go ahead and elaborate on it now as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number three, and I want you to elaborate on that now as I'm silent. Point number three, fill it in. Good. Now, point number four. Go ahead and elaborate on point number four as I'm silent. All right, and the final point, point number five, the thing that came to you, that thing that came to you while I was talking, go ahead and elaborate on it. Point number five, you've already done one through four, five will be easy for you. Go ahead and elaborate on it now. Give some feeling to it, give some plan to it, give something to it. Write a sentence or a paragraph or something that really tells what point number five is all about. It's a thought that came to you while I was talking. So fill it in, elaborate on it as I am silent. Good. And now let's continue with the information. All right, so you've learned a lot of information in this program. And what I want you to do now is, as long as you're not driving, close your eyes. And let that information kind of circulate around in your mind. Just let all those ideas float around as if they're balloons, or as if you're an astronaut floating in a space capsule and everything kind of floats because there's no gravity. Think about your ideas like that. They're just floating in front of you. I want you to let your imagination run wild, and I want you to start seeing things fit into place. Now, at first, what's going to happen probably is that all these ideas are going to be floating around in your mind. But as your mind calms down, you're going to be able to put the pieces into place. For example, if you have a wonderful idea that came to you as a result of listening to this program, you're going to be able to take that idea and put it into place in your imagination. The wonderful thing about your imagination is it doesn't have any limit. So when you plan something out and you actually start doing it, well, maybe there are certain physical restraints and physical limitations that you're really feeling, like gravity, for example. But in your imagination, there aren't any. So you might think, what's the use of using your imagination if it has certain properties to it that don't apply to the physical world, to the real world? Well, I want to tell you that a lot of the things that you think apply to the real world really don't. A lot of the limitations that you think you have, you don't really have. You're just imagining them. Those are already in your imagination, but you've made them real. Why don't we take good things from your imagination, good, powerful things that are actually going to help you, and bring those into your real life? You've already done it with things that are limiting. Let's do it with things that are great and helpful. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be able to have superhuman strength, but I'm saying that your possibilities are a lot greater than you think they are right now, and your imagination is the key to unlocking the door that's going to allow you to live in a universe where a lot more things are possible to you. So, what I'm going to do now is give you an opportunity to close your eyes, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to get out of your way and just let your thoughts run wild. All of the thoughts that have been coming to you while listening to this program, let them run wild in your mind, and then start to see patterns, start to put them into place, start to take control of them, and start to see how maybe you can change some of the things that you're doing and make your life better. Do this exercise now of just letting your imagination run wild with these new ideas. As I am silent. All right. How was that? Did you have a lot of ideas floating around at first? Maybe some strange ideas came in? Sometimes I close my eyes and I don't know what's going to come into my imagination because my imagination is open and anything goes. But what I often find is that the things from my imagination are not always fantasy. Sometimes they're things that I can do. I can find a way to make them happen. And if I didn't take the time to step away from my problems, my challenges, and use my imagination, I probably wouldn't have thought of the solution. So this exercise can be very helpful. I hope you use it beyond this program as well. Sometimes you can get so caught up in a problem that you just need to step away, close your eyes, and use your imagination and see what happens, see what comes to you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this exercise.